This is 105 Breakfast.
Very excited because in the studio this morning we're joined by Sue Armstrong from Alzheimer's Research UK. Sue, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil, and good morning, Lottie.
Good morning. Sue is already my favourite guest.
Why is that?
Ever. Because she's so smiley.
She's very smiley, isn't she?
To see someone so smiley.
And so early as well.
Yes.
Prompt, on time and smiling.
Well, perfect.
Doesn't happen often.
No.
So now tell us your role within Alzheimer's Research UK.
Okay, I have an exciting role actually at Alzheimer's Research UK. I work in the press team.
Oh, wow.
And I have the pleasure of promoting news about our wonderful fundraisers who help to raise money for our amazing pioneering research.
So you're doing this all year round. There's people doing things to raise money for you all year round?
There are, absolutely,
give
yes.
Give us some ideas of what people do.
Yeah,
it's a difficult one, isn't it?
It is. Well, dementia research is still desperately underfunded, unfortunately. So we rely on our wonderful supporters to go out there and raise the money for us. Without them, the research wouldn't be done.
No.
And so we've got people climbing mountains, going on cycle rides. We've got people training at the moment for the London Marathon.
Ooh.
All sorts of things going on. Coffee mornings, dinner parties, you name it. People are doing it to help us.
Because it does reach into everybody, doesn't it? There's always someone who knows someone.
It really does, yes. There's 820,000 people across the UK living with dementia at the moment. And, of course, that affects their carers and a whole wider network of people. So nearly everybody knows someone affected in one way or another.
That's very distressing, not only for the person who's suffering, but often in a lot of cases more for the people around, aren't it?
Absolutely, yes. Often I think the carer suffers just as much. And sometimes people with dementia, and as time goes on, they're not necessarily aware of what's happening to them,
sure.
But their carers and family around them are all too aware, and it puts an awful strain on the family. Unless people have had personal experience, often they don't really realise exactly the impact of dementia.
No, but with so many people within that sphere of influence, if you like, and so you do get quite a few people volunteering to raise money for you, do you?
We do, yeah. We've got people
in an ironic way, it's the upside of it, isn't it?
And we've got all sorts of people, all ages, helping us. You know, we had last year, we had a lovely 8-year-old, little Alice, came on board, and she did the research all on her own. She lost her grandma to Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common form of dementia.
Right.
And little Alice decided to go onto the internet and see how she could help. And she found our charity, and she said, "I liked you the best." And she decided to arrange a walk for her family, and she emailed our fundraising team. They had no idea she was 8 years old, and said, "You know, I'd like to arrange a walk." And when they emailed her back, just something in her reply made them think, not sure how old she is. So they tactfully emailed back to say, "Are you over 18? And she said, "No, I'm 8. And it went from there. So we got in touch with her family, and she raised £1,000 for us.
Good Lord.
Amazing.
Yeah, she got the local community involved, local building society, because I think she was their youngest account holder. So it all, escalated.
Yeah.
We did news about it, of
power
course.
The power of the young. Yeah. As you say like that, the fact that she was so young and is doing... Yes. I mean, kids always get knocked all the time, and actually, our younger generation are something to be proud of and to be cherished. That's amazing. £1,000.
Yeah, amazing.
And so on the subject of walks... We've got the big walk coming up. Tell us about it.
We have, yes, our big walk. It's our third year running. A big walk starting on Sunday, the 9th of June this year in Comberton, which is in South Cambridgeshire. This year we've got a 9-mile walk, and we've also got a 2-mile walk for people who don't want to go so far.
Sounds quite the ticket to me. And now I live out that part of the world, and my son goes to Comberton Village College. In fact, both my kids did. It's actually a really nice part of the countryside, isn't it? There is one hill, but it's not the hardest hill in the world. So walk us around the course. Are you familiar how the course goes? Is it all plotted out yet?
Our team have been going out there. In fact, earlier in the year they went out there in the snow just to see, and make sure there aren't any fences suddenly appeared or anything. So they've been out in their wellies sort of plotting round. Last year, all the feedback was it was such a pretty walk. We were so lucky because we had a beautiful sunny day, and either side had been pouring with rain, so we were really thinking, please
it'll be fine
on
again.
Our side
it'll
be
again.
Fine again,
we know,
yeah,
it will.
We know it will,
yeah.
But and everybody came back and said it was such a beautiful walk, through the fields and so on, the countryside, there's some woodland. And this year we thought, well, let's do it again, but in the reverse order.
Oh, my Lord. So, that'll throw those people who are thinking, we could sneak ahead here, dive through the woods. It's the other way round.
Yes.
So which way are we going? Because I say we, because we're putting a team in.
We are going, yes.
Aren't we? You're up for this, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Of course.
Now you've got me. I think last year they turned left, this year they're going right. So.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Because we need to get and do some practice. You need to get that marching walk. The one that marathon runners do. That sort of...
We're doing that, are we?
Tummy in, chest out.
Okay.
And away you go.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can do that. How many people do you have doing the walk? You did it last year.
Last year, despite the wet lead up to it, but the beautiful day, we had 300 walkers. So we're hoping to match that number this year and perhaps have even more. We hope there'll be even more. With the Cambridge 105 team, there certainly will be,
yes,
I'm sure.
How many are there of us going at the moment?
I do have a list.
Double figures yet?
I do have a list. There's about six or seven of us so far, including the wonderful Matt Webb is in.
Yes.
Julian Clover is in.
Right.
But these are fit and able people.
Oh, yeah.
They won't be by the time we finished our training session, but they're fit and able. And Claire's coming in.
Yes, it's Claire bringing dogs.
We had lots of four-legged friends there last year, so yes, that would be wonderful.
Yes, but Claire's dog is as mad as a box of frogs. So it's going to be going around rounding up all the other people, I think, and sort of trying to herd them into a fence or something. So people can bring dogs. What about pushchairs and things like that?
Bring pushchairs. It's tricky for the longer walk because there are a few styles, so it's just getting the pushchair over. So, but for the two-mile walk, that would be super.
Excellent.
If you want to come.
So the two-mile walk is aimed at the less fit, the less able.
That's right. Yeah, most people don't want to go 9 miles, perhaps if they've got young children as well.
Excellent.
But everybody's welcome. Yeah,
sounds
more
wonderful.
The merrier.
Sounds like a really nice afternoon out, doesn't it, really?
It does, except for it starting in the morning.
It starts at
10.
It depends how long it takes you to walk 9 miles, doesn't
and
it?
I believe there's a rather nice pub along the way. Some people stopped off.
Oh, you're really selling it now.
They had a nice bit of lunch midway.
Amy came in and spoke to me, I think it was when I was on drive. She didn't mention anything about a pub.
This is why Sue's our favourite.
Yeah, she was like, I think there's going to be bottled water. Pub sounds very good. That's excellent.
Those people got back a little bit later.
Yeah, but because it's not a race, is it?
No.
It is just a walk. So we're not going to get numbers pinned on our chest then.
No, it's a lovely, it's a leisurely walk. Some people sort of paced it out. And there's one or two saying, I'd like to run it, actually. But, people can do what they want.
But that's okay, isn't it?
We've got a lovely marathon runner, Chris Drummond, who's training for the marathon in a couple of weeks' time, and we were talking to him about it, and he said, I do prefer running. So he said, that's all right, Chris, you can run if you want to.
Do it twice.
Yeah. Just start lapping us.
Yeah.
We'll count you by every time.
Lil seems to think he's going to be running away from us all on the walk, doing laps around us.
I will.
It's a nice walk. We're going to have a wonderful time in the sunshine, fingers crossed.
Listen, Booth, I know how competitive you are, and I'm afraid you bring out the competitive side in me. You'll turn up in your spikes with blocks at the start. I know you, because you're an ex-athlete. It'll be, hang on a minute, I've just got to put my spikes in the ground here. Okay, where's my starting pistol? That'll be you.
My pistol, yeah, all right.
Sue Armstrong's with us from Alzheimer's Research UK. You're the fundraising manager for Alzheimer's Research. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Nearly. I work in the press team at Alzheimer's
Research. Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm so sorry.
UK.
It was Amy, wasn't it?
Amy's in the fundraising.
There's so many people. We've got a list of people coming in. All right, so we're talking about the big walk. It's a 9 mile or a 2 mile sponsored circular walk. It starts in Comberton, from Comberton Village College, I think I'm right.
That's
saying,
right, yes.
And that's on Sunday the 9th of June. It's a 10 a.m. start, okay? But we're looking for people to raise money, obviously. No point in just turning up and walking around. Is it a fee to enter and sponsorship? How does it work?
Yes, there's a fee to enter, and registration is £15 for adults and £7.50 for under 18s. So we're hoping that people come along, even if they just pay the fee, that will all be helping.
Sure.
But we hope people will raise money to get their friends involved in supporting them. Perhaps they can bring their friends along as well. But every £20 raised for the walk will pay for another hour of research.
Right.
So every penny is important.
It really is, isn't it?
It really is, because dementia research is still dreadfully underfunded, and without our supporters, all the research that's happening now just wouldn't be happening at all.
But the thing I seem to be seeing as well when I read in the papers is that research is underfunded, but you seem to be getting to the root of it. Things keep being published that say they've discovered this. So it is making progress as well, isn't it? It's not just stabbing in the dark trying to find something. It looks like you've sort of got the hook on some of this now.
Yeah, we really have. I mean, the charity was formed 20 years ago.
Right.
And dementia research has come a long way since then, not only with the research our scientists are doing, but also raising awareness, which is very important. So if we don't get the word out there, people don't understand. And I know my mum had dementia, and what I hadn't realised before that, you know, there aren't the treatments there. No. There isn't the cure. There aren't the treatments. There are some treatments that can help with symptoms, but a lot more needs to be done urgently, really. So that's why we're here. Alzheimer's Research UK is here to find better forms of diagnosis, preventions, new treatments, and one day a cure. And we say that dementia is where cancer was, say, 30 years ago, where people just talked about the big C in a whisper.
Yes.
And, you know, if somebody was diagnosed with cancer in those days, you know, there wasn't a lot of hope. But now, there is so much hope. If someone's diagnosed, their treatment's there. You know,
this is the thing again. It's like the same with cancer, isn't it? It's catching it early. It's spotting those early
That's
signs.
Right.
And it's kind of the same with Alzheimer's. If you can spot the signs early, there's things you can do.
If you spot the signs early, there are things you can do to prepare, and if the treatments are given early enough, they can help. But in the long term, we hope to find a cure and better treatments, because the treatments that are available at the moment, they just help with the symptoms.
Yeah.
They don't help everyone, and they don't always help people for a long time.
No.
They don't stop the disease progressing. With cancer was 30 years ago, there weren't the treatments and so on, and look where it's come now.
Yes, again, they're on the right track with that now as well, aren't they?
Right.
They're kind of starting to nail things there.
Yeah, so the awareness is out there about cancer, and now dementia is the big word, and there's more awareness about that. The more awareness there is, the more people will come on board and start investing in us. So as our fundraisers are very important to us. Our corporate supporters are also very important to us.
I can imagine. And these are tough times, aren't they? People are still finding the money.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we're very lucky. We've bucked the trend. You know, a lot of charities are really suffering. But we've been very lucky that people are just coming on board all the time. And even though the times are hard, they're still willing to give us money.
And volunteers as well, people like that, all sort of stomping up help.
Yep, it's whether people are raising money or sharing their stories or just volunteering their time. It's all so important to us.
Good. Okay, so this is lovely. So just to remind you, everybody, this is a 9-mile walk or a 2-mile sponsored circular walk, Sunday the 9th of June, Cambridge 105, media partners with Alzheimer's Research UK on this one, and we're putting in a team.
Ha! Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming, did you, when I volunteered you all? Right.
You can come join our team. Anyone out there?
Yeah.
Come join us.
Yeah. We'll pull up. Cambridge 105 and listeners, you can be an honorary Cambridge 105 person for a day. If you want to come and join us, have a bit of a chat and a laugh, I mean, it'll be good.
We're broadcasting from there as well, aren't we?
We are. We're doing broadcast and everything from there. So if people want to find out more, how do they do that?
If they want to find out more, they can call us at Alzheimer's Research UK on 0300 1115 777, or they can go onto their favourite search engine on the internet and tap in Alzheimer's Research UK, and up will come our homepage, and they can click through to Big Walk.
Excellent. We will see lots of you there. We'll be there. Looking forward to it hugely. We've got more people from Alzheimer's Research UK coming in on Breakfast and Drive over the next couple of weeks and getting us all ready for the 9th of June.
Lovely. And Neil, can I just say, if anybody can't walk or would prefer just to come along and volunteer, we need lots of people to help on the day, whether they're placed along the course directing people or helping with registration or making cups of tea, whatever they want to do, just a smiley face to greet people.
Great way just to be part of the whole thing, isn't
it? Absolutely.
People sitting listening think, I'd love to be part. Actually, do you know what? Even 2 miles is pushing it for me. They can come along and just be part of the atmosphere.
That's right.
And I get the impression it's going to have quite a nice atmosphere.
It's going to have a wonderful atmosphere. And I think everybody will have one thing in common. They all want to help Alzheimer's Research UK cure dementia.
Sure.
And it'll be wonderful if people have a chance to talk to one another, share stories, make new friends.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fabulous day.
Excellent. Sue, thank you so much. You can tell she's so infectious, isn't she? She's got lovely.
Yeah.
I'm feeling happy. It's going to be a great day. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll keep you posted on what's going on with Alzheimer's Research UK in general. And of course, with the big walk on Sunday the 9th of June. Get your diaries out, come on, or your electronic personal DAs or whatever. How does it work?
I have no idea.
I've got my Filofax back on.
Filofax it is then.
It's 25 minutes past 8, Cambridge 105 playing the 3 Degrees, The Runner.